Well, I guess I should talk about this because I'm sure you guys recognize my face. I've kind of been in the news in the past couple days, and this story is pretty much going to break wide this week, so I might as well get it out of the way now. About a year ago, I had an affair with Tiger Woods. He told me things. My God, how many women has he slept? Like 14 women have come out saying they've had an affair with Tiger. How did he have time to play golf with all these women? What does PGA stand for? Pussy's gonna add up. Come on. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you. You know, when you think about what happened to Tiger, if you think about like some of the slogans of his sponsors, it's really not a big wonder that it happened, you know? Like Nike, just do it. Huh? Just do it. Gatorade, is it in you? And I know he's losing some sponsors now. If he was smart, he could just take this whole situation and just spin it and get some new sponsors out of it, you know? Like one day you turn on the TV and you see him like, "Hi, I'm Tiger Woods, and yes, it's true, I cheated on my wife. But I never cheat on my diet, which is why I drink one calorie Diet Coke. Hi, I'm Tiger Woods, and I was really high on pain medication, and I crashed my car into a big tree in my front yard. I didn't know what I was going to do, but the good people at Allstate made me feel very safe. Hi, I'm Tiger Woods, and I was caught having an affair by sending over 300 text messages to my mistress. Thank God I had T-Mobile's unlimited texting plan.